This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The bigger attraction on Capitol Hill this week, so far anyway, has been Tim Cook and Apple and how that company fills out its tax forms. We talked about it a bit yesterday. Apple and bazoodles of other American companies keep big chunks of their profits overseas and thus beyond the reach of the IRS. Tax havens that you've surely heard of. The Cayman Islands, Singapore, Ireland as well. And one you might not know about. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith packed her sunscreen and swimsuit to check it out.
I'm just steps away from the water, and a warm island breeze is caressing my face. I'm standing in front of a multinational bank where billions of dollars in offshore corporate profits are probably stored. The island is Manhattan, and I'm outside of a Citibank in Midtown, and I think that warm breeze was actually bus exhaust. Turns out many U.S. companies are storing some of their offshore profits in banks here at home.
You don't really have to keep money offshore to keep it offshore.
Larry Zelenak teaches corporate tax law at Duke. He says pretty much all of the multinationals do it.
It's kind of standard operating procedure.
It works like this. A U.S. company sets up a foreign subsidiary in a country with a low tax rate and routes its overseas profits through that unit. Those profits technically belong to the foreign subsidiary, even if they're sitting in a U.S. bank account. Michael Knoll co-directs the Center of Tax Law and Policy at UPenn. He says a company
can invest its money wherever it likes, and the U.S. tax laws look at that as the money not of the parent, but of the subsidiary.
That allows U.S. companies to avoid paying the 35% corporate tax rate, one of the highest in the world. But the offshore, onshore money can be put to use in the U.S. economy. Howard Gleckman is with the Tax Policy Center.
The fact that the money is sitting in a U.S. bank presumably makes the money available to U.S. borrowers. But as we know, U.S. banks have not been lending. It's one of the reasons why the recovery from the recession has been so slow.
Gleckman says it certainly doesn't make up for the billions of dollars in taxes the government loses every year. In the exotic tax haven that is Midtown Manhattan, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.